Homily for Saturday, April 10th, 2021 at Holy Trinity. The last day of Easter week gives us a gospel passage that does not seem to hold up to the ones of the previous days of this week. Our passage contains a portion of one of the appendices added to the original text of Mark's gospel. The original ending contained no mention of the resurrection and no Easter appearance of Jesus. The last verse of the concluding 16th chapter portrays the women who have encountered an angel at Jesus' tomb as disobeying the angel's command that they go to the male disciples and give them a message. Their response to the angel is to remain silent, because they are afraid. There were early readers of the gospel who were very dissatisfied with the way this gospel ends. So they composed three endings, additional endings, two of them quite short and one of them longer. This morning, we have heard the first seven verses of this longer ending. The text makes brief reference to Mary of Magdala's experience at the tomb and to the two disciples encountered with Jesus on their way home from Emmaus. The striking feature of these references to scenes from the other Gospels is that each time the Easter message is met with disbelief on the part of the disciples. Then Jesus appears to the 11 at table and berates them for their lack of faith and their hardness of heart. But this doesn't prevent him from commissioning them to, quotes, proclaim the gospel to every creature. There's a sobriety about this text that is quite different from the tone of other texts in the New Testament about Easter, not to mention the rhetoric of the Roman Missal, which speaks of our being, quotes, overcome with Easter joy. I think this sobriety is actually very helpful. I suspect that every Easter season, there are very many Christians who, because of their life experience, are sensing something other than Easter joy in the dramatic way our liturgical texts speak about it. Pope Francis acknowledged this the other day when he preached about the lack of alignment some people feel at Easter time. It can help, I think, if we consider that there are at least two fundamental gifts or graces that are proper to Easter and to resurrection faith. The first is indeed Easter joy, which is a divine gift that allows us to share in the joy of the risen Jesus. Easter joy is hard to describe with words, but one can begin to touch on its meaning by distinguishing it from happiness, which ordinarily is present when certain conditions have been fulfilled. Easter joy can coexist with a lot of unlikely circumstances. The second gift of Easter is the gift of presence. By virtue of his resurrection, Jesus' humanity is now unrestrictedly present to all the circumstances of my life, to all of humanity, to our whole planet Earth, and indeed to the entire cosmos. During his earthly life, Jesus' humanity was limited by time and space, just as is ours. The resurrection worked a transformation of his humanity. We are sharing in the gift of Easter to the extent that we find ourselves able to be present with care and compassion to our own actual situation here and now, and able to be present to our graced and wounded world just as it is. Presence as I am understanding it, is a gift that allows us to be present with love and concern to whatever is. Just as there is in Jesus, who himself will never be again crucified, is able to be lovingly present to all the crucifixions presently happening in our world.